Welcome back to Between the Lines. We hope you enjoyed that break, because we're diving back into the depths of Scripture with more enlightening discussions. Join us now as we continue our journey.
You're saying it just wasn't enough, Jesus. You just should have mixed some religious rituals in there with it. Give me something to do with my hands. I just can't accept true freedom. I gotta keep my Sunday holy. I always pick on Sunday. That's the easiest one. There's lots of them. Lots of things in the law that people try to hold on to. Well, I got news for you. Saturday's the Sabbath. You're failing in that too.
There's way more than Ten Commandments.
Yes, and there's what, 600 and some, Jonathan?
613.
Yeah. Try that on for size. You must keep them all if you want to keep one of them.
Don't interact with anybody who's broken any of them, or else you become complicit with
that's
their
right
guilt.
And dare not shake hands with someone who's not of the sect and following that you're following, because they're not holy, obviously. Watch out about the doorknobs you touch, too, because you can accidentally become unholy, Pentecostal. And she shall follow after her lovers, but she shall not overtake them. She'll desperately seek satisfaction. We will desperately seek satisfaction in these carnal pleasures, but we'll never, never completely have it. Because the pleasure of the flesh is temporary. When the spirit man finds peace, it doesn't matter. When you get peace in your heart, the spirit man finds peace, you will have pleasure in sitting calmly watching the water go by in a river. You know, and you thought you had to be half drunk to do that. She shall seek them but not find them, just won't get satisfaction. And shall she say, I will return to my first husband, for then was it better with me than now? Ah, yes. After you've lived that life for so long and you're getting weary and you just can't get... I knew a guy, an old man. He was about 80 years old. And he used to, at 80 years old, would weed eat your yard for $15 or $20. And he smoked crack all day long. He'd been addicted to it for years. And I asked him one day, I said, tell me about it. I don't know anything about it. He said, Dave, the first time you do it, it's like the most incredible thing in the world. And every time after that, you're trying to feel that first time again, but it's just not quite. You just don't quite get there. He said, you chase it. You chase it all your life. And that's what God is saying here. It just never will be enough. But it says she will return to her first love, because the promised peace and the remembrance of peace. When you follow God with all your heart, you have peace, even in the midst of turmoil. For she did not know that I gave her corn and wine and oil, multiplied her silver and gold, which they prepared for Baal. She didn't realize. You guys didn't even realize the good harvests, the rain when it should rain, was all provided by me. Didn't realize it. You just thought it just happened. And when the harvest was grown up, you had all of this great abundance. You sacrificed it to another God. You didn't give me any glory for all the things I'd been doing for you. Therefore, I will return and take away my corn in the time thereof, my wine in the season thereof, and will recover my wool and my flax given to cover her nakedness. All of my blessings will be taken away. Let's see how you do on your own down there in a cruel world. Now I will discover her lewdness in the sight of her lovers, and none shall deliver her out of mine hand. Everything you do, Christian, even things done in the dark and in the secret and in the imaginations of your mind, God knows. Mm-hmm. That scares the hell out of me.
Yes, because you have a thought, and then all of a sudden, as soon as you have the thought, either stumble or stub your toe or something, instantly, as soon as you have that thought. Anyhow.
Oh, it's much worse than that,
yeah,
Jonathan.
Yeah, well, I know. But I'm somewhat late, as in how quickly it can be pointed out if you're actually discerning that what's going on at the moment.
The mind is contrary to the will of God.
Oh, yeah.
Something happens, the mind is quick to respond. Even before the spirit says, hey, no, don't do that. That goes on in my head all the time.
Yeah.
It says, I know everything that you've done, every sin that you've done. And there's a place back in the story of Korah where these men, during Korah's rebellion, this is back in Deuteronomy, I believe, these men were upright and they did all the right things during this rebellion. And they were honored in the camp. And then a few chapters later, God wanted to show how ridiculous the law was. Because they, during this rebellion, they followed the law completely and were upright citizens and were honored for it. And God says a few chapters later, he said, you remember those guys that we honored in the camp because they held to the law so well? I'm going to show you what was going on in their imaginations.
Like a big projector.
Yes, that's what it was. But drew it on the wall.
Right.
I want to show you what these upright religious men were doing in their imaginations. Paul says, if you have thought it, you have done it. God knows everything. Don't think you hid that last Tuesday in the dark out back. And none shall deliver her out of my hand. You will stand before the Almighty God one day and answer for everything. It terrifies me. I mean, I'll be walking in next. I see the little projector reel they had for the last guy before me. And then they bring in 17 dozen boxes of projector reels for me. Oh, my gosh, this is going to take a while. And then Jesus Christ stands up and turns the projector off and says, I got this one, Father. But look at all those reels. I got this one, Father.
Let's not.
Are you sure?
Yeah, let's not.
Yes, I'm going to put him way on the outer border of your kingdom, but I got this one. Next. I will also cause all her myrrh to cease, her feast days, her new moons and her Sabbaths and all her solemn feasts. I will even take away the religion that they cling to, which they have totally forgotten. They've mixed it with worship of Baal and all sorts of other things, just like the Romans did to Christianity. Oh, we liked it. Augustus brought it in, made it a state religion, said, yes, we like this this new Christian religion. After we've persecuted it for 300 years?
Yeah,
we burned all those Christians. Mm-hmm. It wasn't no fun burning Christians because they really didn't cry out.
Right.
And none of them said, no, they won't deny Jesus. It was very boring.
Yeah.
So we're going to accept this. But, you know, all them pagan holidays we got, we don't want to dump those. We'll turn them into Christian holidays.
How are we going to get presents once
a year? that Yule log festival we like in December?
Right.
Let's call that the birth of Christ. Religion. God hates it. Don't get me wrong. He wants a spiritual relationship with you. Follow me with all your heart. There are countless examples in this book of outsiders, not members of God's chosen people, the Jews, who have relationships with the Almighty God. Aside from the religion, because the religion was given as a punishment. You want to be holy? It's not about following the law. It's about following God with all your heart. He will write on your heart the law, not a book.
Organically.
Yes.
Not mechanically.
And you will know, because you will have control of this mind, because you follow God with all your heart. It's when the spirit man goes to sleep and this flesh takes control. The battle inside that Paul talked about. The things I love, I don't do. The things that I hate, I find myself doing. Paul had a problem. He lusted after women. Oh, no. The greatest apostle? Yes, it's written right here in black and white. Pastor's not going to tell you that. He's going to tell you his eyes were bad. That was his problem. That was the thorn in his side. He couldn't see very well. Well, he tells one of the churches, I have confessed this thorn in my side to you, and you still accept me in your church. Well, I think they accepted people with mild eyesight loss normally, didn't they, Jonathan?
Yeah, just so long as they weren't blind.
Yeah.
Because a blind had to sit outside because they were imperfect.
Oh, yeah, but he wasn't blind.
Right.
No, he traveled, and he just had problems writing and reading. It's why he wrote so large. Yes, I mean, just
right.
About like me. I got spectacles on right now. If the Bible, and I had large print, if it were twice as large, I'd be fine. I could take the spectacles off. And I will destroy her vines and her fig trees, whereas she hath said, these are my rewards that my lovers have given me. I will make them a forest, and a beast of the field shall eat them. All pleasures you have in these other gods I will take away. And he kind of said that earlier. Says you will chase after these pleasures, but you're not going to be content in your heart. Because carnal pleasures are for a season. And it all comes down when you're alone, when it's the end of the day. I don't care how much carnal pleasures you've had that day. There's something missing inside you. And it can only be fixed by having a spiritual relationship with God. And I will visit upon her in the days of Balaam, wherein she burned incense to them, and she decked herself with her earrings and her jewels, and she went after her lovers, and forget me, saith the Lord. Yeah, there were a time when the Jewish princesses were decked in jewels and gold, and God ordained it. But now he says, you deck yourself out for other gods. You go out and make yourself beautiful and give no allegiance to me. Therefore, behold, I will allure her, bring her unto the wilderness, and speak comfortable unto her. Now, remember, this is talking about the nation of Israel and Judah. He's not talking about a single woman. You got to keep focus. And I will give her her vineyards from thence in the valley of Achor, the door of hope, and she shall sing there as in the days of her youth, and as in the days when she came up out of the land of Egypt. It shall be at that day, saith the Lord, that thou shalt call me Yishai, and shalt call me no more Belai. He's leading up here now. He says, I will send her out in the wilderness, and he did. The Jews in 70 AD were expelled into all portions of the world, but I will bring her to the forest and feed her and rekindle her, and she will regrow her love for me. For I will take away the names of Balaam out of her mouth, and they shall no more be remembered by their name. I'm going to remove these gods through hardship. The law didn't work. The law, the bondage of the law, God was hoping that they would see this and cry out for the simplicity of the first covenant that he made. But they made a game of it. This religion became a thing to do to get yourself status. You know, oh, Jim is so holy. He's at church every time the door's open. He never misses. Yeah.
Become an aristocrat.
That's right. He always puts something in the offering plate. It's always in an envelope. We never get to see exactly how much, but it's always there. God doesn't want religion. He wants a spiritual relationship. And in that day will I make a covenant with them, with the beast of the field and with the fowls of heaven, with the creeping things of the ground, and I will break the bow and the sword and the battle out of the earth, and I will make them to lie down safely. Ah! He's actually talking about a time after the final day there. Millennial period. And I will betroth thee unto me forever. There we go. The bride and the bridegroom of Revelation. Yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness and in judgment and in loving kindness and in mercies. I will even betroth thee unto me in faithfulness, and thou shalt know the Lord. It shall come to pass in that day I will hear, saith the Lord, I will hear the heavens, and they shall hear the earth, and the earth shall hear the corn and the wine and the oil, and they shall hear Jezreel, and I will sow her unto me in the earth, and I will have mercy upon her that had not obtained mercy, and I will say to them which were not my people, thou art my people. They shall say, thou art my God. Acceptance, everlasting love and acceptance at the end. It's a good end to a story. After all they've done, God plans redemption for everyone, not just my people, those who were not my people. We're going to go back and dissect a little bit of things here. And we can go back to 16. Jonathan's got some stuff about this name Ishi and Bali.
So Ishi means husband, and Bali means my master, my lord, or my Baal.
All right, so let's read it like that. And it shall be at that day, saith the Lord, that thou shalt call me husband, and shalt call me no more
master.
Ah, what did Christ say? You're going to be heirs with me. No more a father-son relationship, heirs. Yes, joint heirs, sons of God. That's what John wrote. Christ gives you the power to become a son of God, no longer a servant. The entire Old Testament calls us servants. Christ come to make us sons of God. Do a little more dissecting here. We're going to go back to 21. Now this is end days now. This is after everything. And it shall come to pass in that day I will hear, saith the Lord, I will hear the heavens, and they shall hear the earth. Ah, communication once again. And the earth shall hear the corn and the wine and the oil, and they shall hear Jezreel. And I will sow her unto me in the earth, and I will have mercy upon her that had not obtained mercy. Who does not deserve mercy? None of us do. We deserve hell. And I will say unto them, which were not my people. Ah, well, it's God's chosen people. If you read this book earnestly, they were the people that he set aside to bring about the Messiah. Everyone was his chosen people. He had covenants with everyone at one time. He told the Israelites, any stranger wants to come in and be one of us, yes, circumcise them. They want to follow me with all their heart. All sorts of people would come occasionally in this book. Comes from here and there. He's actively speaking to God. He has a relationship with God. He's known by God. God never excluded anyone. He just had a mission to bring about Messiah, salvation for the entire world. And that's what was written about in here. But between the lines, you see a lot of things that happened outside of the nation of Israel. So how does this guy know God? You know? Yes, he was always there. How did Abraham find him? Wandering around one day, talking to this voice that he would hear. You know, that voice is there for all of us. All you have to do is open the communications up. God doesn't care who you are, what you've done. As he says here, I'm going to show mercy to those who never deserved it, and to those who were never mine, and they were never his. Yes, he made them. They were never his because they never chose to make themselves his. Like Cain. Cain wasn't his. He was seed of the serpent. And when his sacrifice was not of a good flavor to God, his countenance fell. He became angry. And God says, Cain, what's wrong? Don't you know there's salvation even for you? Even for the seed of the serpent? Interesting.
After committing the murder.
Yes. After committing the murder, yes.
So there's even...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's only one unpardonable sin. Leaving this world without acknowledging God is your creator. Unpardonable. It can only be done by the spirit man. You know, most of the other fleshly sins. There are three types of sins in the world. Sins against God. You don't want to do those. The unpardonable one is one of those. Sins against your neighbor. Those are a little less grievous, but still grievous. And then sins against yourself. The least damaging, but still very damaging to you and your spirit man. Keep yourself in check. Have an open relationship with God. Hosea. Lots of amazing thing. We're going to fit in one more chapter because it's a very short one. And said the Lord unto me, get ye love a woman, beloved of her friend, yet an adulteress, according to the love of the Lord toward the children of Israel, who look to other gods and love flagons of wine. Says, read that one more time. Then said the Lord unto me, get yet love a woman, beloved of her friend, yet an adulteress, according to the love of the Lord, toward the children of Israel, who look to other gods and love flagons. He's talking to Hosea, saying, yeah, now you love a woman, and she loves other men. She's an adulteress. How does it feel, Hosea? Hosea's understanding the feeling that God is getting, because he says here, same with me, Hosea. My children, they look to other gods and love flagons of wine, which means they love carnal pleasures instead of having a relationship with me, just like your wife. So I brought her to me for 15 pieces of silver and for an omer of barley and a half omer of barley. And I said unto her, thou shalt abide for me many days. Thou shalt not play the harlot, and thou shalt not be for another man, so will I also be for thee. So he's laying down the law to his wife. I mean, God has done this many times. Lay down the law through judges and through kings. So Hosea says, all right, I got you. You're here in my house. You can only love me, and I'm going to love you. For the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king, without a prince, without a sacrifice, and without any image, without an ephod, and without a teraphim. Where are we at right now? The nation of Israel was reestablished in 1967 and in 1948. They have none of these things, yet they practice a religion. It's not their religion, some rabbinic religion. Mm-hmm. It's not the religion of the Jews. You must make sacrifice. You must have all these religious ornaments, the ephod, the teraphim. God specifically said, you've got to do it this way. This is the period we're talking about right now. For the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king. They have no king. Without a prince, no prince. Without a sacrifice. There's the key to it. That ended in 70 AD. They were scattered throughout all the world. There hasn't been a Jew sacrifice properly in any way, shape, or form for 2,500 years. And they're right at that point of getting the new temple now. After shall the children of Israel return and seek the Lord their God and David their king, and shall fear the Lord and his goodness in the latter days. That there is a turn to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the lineage of David. They will seek David their king. That's what that says. They will turn to Jesus Christ in the final days. After shall the children of Israel return and seek the Lord their God and David their king. It says, and Jesus Christ, their true king and Messiah, and shall fear the Lord and his goodness in the latter days. Wow. Now, did you get that the first time you read it? That's what it says. Been good to be here with you, with David and Jonathan on Between the Lines.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Between the Lines. We hope you've gained a deeper understanding of God's Word and strengthened your faith in Jesus. Tune in again for more spiritual discoveries, 3 p.m. daily with David and Jonathan. Exclusively here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.